Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're glad to have you listening with us. Today's topic is how to connect with God through your breathing. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Connect with God through your breathing, written and read by Whitney Hoppler. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." John 20:21-22, NIV. When I encounter an especially stressful situation, I focus on my breathing while saying a silent prayer to God. It's simple, yet significant. There's something powerful that happens every time I inhale and exhale prayerfully. I notice God's presence with me as I breathe. As I use the physical gift of breath that my Creator has given me, I connect with Him spiritually. I become aware of God's Holy Spirit inspiring me. The English word inspire comes from the Latin word inspirare, which means to breathe or blow into or upon. This reveals the profound linguistic connection between inspiration and breathing. In John 20:21-22, Jesus gives his disciples the gift of the Holy Spirit, and he does so through the simple act of breathing. When Jesus breathes on his disciples and tells them to receive the Holy Spirit, he shows us how this act of breathing can welcome in God's power. God has given us all the remarkable gift of breath. Genesis 2:7 reveals that God breathed life into the very first human being when he created humanity. Then the Lord God formed a man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being. Breathing sustains life in us physically. Each inhale draws in the life-giving oxygen that fuels our bodies, while each exhale releases carbon dioxide, cleansing us of waste. But our breathing not only sustains us physically, it can also inspire us spiritually. Just as Jesus breathed the Holy Spirit on his disciples, you too can experience God's presence with you through your breathing. In moments of silent prayer, you can intentionally focus on your breath, acknowledging each inhale as a gift from God and letting it remind you of God's sustaining grace. With each exhale, you release your worries and distractions, surrendering them to God as His presence surrounds you. Prayerful breathing is an easy and convenient way to connect with God because you can practice it anytime and anywhere. It also offers you significant well-being benefits. Breathing with the intention to connect deeply with God allows you to quiet your mind and tune your heart into God's Spirit. As you build a habit of prayerful breathing, you create space for God to inspire you and to renew you from within. Your breathing serves as a sacred rhythm that harmonizes your soul with God's presence. You can create a sanctuary within yourself, a sacred space where you can quiet the noise of your thoughts and listen carefully to God. Through the rhythm of your breath, God will communicate His love for you, infusing every part of you with an awareness that He is there for you and cares for you. You can discover the wonder of God at work in your life as He renews your physical energy and your spiritual inspiration. In the stillness of prayerful breathing, you can also discover a profound sense of peace, the perfect peace that only God can give you. God's perfect peace transcends the chaos of this fallen world, centering you in God's powerful presence. Experiencing this peace can help you find the strength you need to face whatever challenges life may bring your way. You can enjoy a close connection with God that renews you from within when you develop a habit of prayerful breathing. So embrace the gift of your breathing as a sacred way to connect with God anytime and anywhere. Intersecting faith and life. As you reflect on connecting with God through your breathing, consider these questions. How can you plan well-being breaks into your daily schedule to incorporate prayerful breathing into your life? How can you remind yourself to breathe and pray silently when you face a stressful situation and you need God's help in the moment? Consider the distractions that often pull your attention away from God. How can the practice of prayerful breathing help you refocus on God despite your busy schedule? How can prayerful breathing help you the next time you're in a situation where you feel overwhelmed or anxious? Think about a challenging decision you're currently facing. How can connecting with God through your breathing allow you to discern God's guidance more clearly? Further reading. Job 33:4, Psalm 33:6, Psalm 46:10, Psalm 156, Romans 8:26.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Finding uplifting news in today's headlines is often like searching for a needle in a haystack. At the Story Behind podcast, we believe in the power of finding heartwarming tales and are happy to share empowering stories with you every week. Hear about how Steve Harvey surprised a dying man on Family Feud with $25,000. Get inspired by the note a waitress received from a patron dining alone. And even hear about how one VIP passenger made a hardworking pilot get emotional before his flight. To start listening to the Story Behind podcast, visit lifeaudio.com or search Story Behind on your favorite podcast platform.